A petite blonde woman stood nervously among the numerous naked people. Her eyes were self-consciously staring at the specks of sand beneath her feet instead of the breasts and butts surrounding her. Of course, it was no accident that Ellen had ended up in this place. The sign at the front clearly stated Nude Beach. She had thought it would be no big deal in the beginning, but as she continued to walk, she felt more exposed than the people swimming and talking with clothes on. She felt more exposed. She felt like someone was watching her every move. The way she put her towel down, the way she sat, the way her face was trying to draw a blank expression to mask the anxiety inside her. Ugh, this is the worst stress relief vacation ever. Of all the places, I had to come here. Cute bikini. Ellen jerked her head to her left, where a woman with sunglasses had made a place for herself right near her. Thank you, Ellen said before returning her gaze back to the winding waves. I'm sure you would look much better without them on. The woman smiled when she saw Ellen's shoulders tense. I'm Bridget. What's your name? Ellen. Ellen shifted her eyes before facing Bridget. Do you come here often? Bridget nodded her head. All the time. She lightly caressed one of her breasts while she spoke, making Bridget blush. It feels great to just let it all hang out once in a while. A man came up and handed Bridget a smoothie. Did I miss anything while I was gone? Bridget took a welcoming sip before answering. This is Ellen. Ellen, this is Danny, my husband. At this sudden statement, Ellen dropped her jaw. You two are married? To each other? Danny hummed in acknowledgement, grabbing Bridget's other boob and knocking it just the way his wife liked it. Is that so shocking? He laughed. Yes, I mean no. I mean, don't you find it awkward to let your other half be seen naked in front of strangers? Ellen asked. She was straining to keep her eyes on the couple's faces instead of going any lower. Not really, Danny said. I kind of enjoy showing off. Do you mind, honey? Bridget shook her head. No, in fact, I get really excited. Danny smiled at his girlfriend and reached out with both hands to caress her breasts. Ellen noticed that Bridget's pert mounds looked soft and inviting, her nipples standing pink and erect. Ellen found herself licking her dry lips and wishing she could touch them too. Bridget smiled and laughed playfully as Danny carried on playing with her breasts. She let out a sigh and threw her head back, smiling and turning to Ellen, who was frozen to the spot, staring at this beautiful, yet unusually confident couple. She had never met anyone quite like them before. Bridget reached out a hand and rubbed it lightly over Ellen's naked hip. You have a gorgeous body, my friend. Ellen felt her face flushing. Well, now I'm really horny, Bridget laughed. See? She spread her thighs, inviting them to look down. Ellen's eyes reacted before her brain could process the correct way to approach the situation. But after her retinas took in the picture, her brain stopped working completely. Darling, you're wet again, Danny said, reaching down to wipe away his wife's fluids. But the sudden touch only caused Bridget to moan and produce even more juices. We don't have any tissues, so I'll just clean it with my mouth. If we leave it like this, you will end up soaking the entire towel again. He slid Bridget onto her butt until Ellen could see their sides clearly. Okay, thank you, darling. Bridget parted her mouth and let out sounds that could only be described as musical. Her voice would start at a contralto, then quickly escalate to a soprano. By this time, Ellen had fallen back on her arms in shock. Her eyes were centered around the couple she had just met, barely registering the murmurs and admiring glances shot their way. "This is on another level," she thought to herself. She had never been to a nude beach before, so she could only suppose this was how everyone acted. Her anxiety was gradually being overshadowed by something far stronger as a warm sensation gushed out of her. "There, all done," Danny said, lifting his head up. Ellen could still see traces of wetness on the corners of his mouth. "You have something over here," she indicated at his mouth. Danny tried to wipe it off, but he couldn't really get it. "Here, let me." Ellen carefully approached with him and swiped her hand across his mouth. She looked down at her finger for a long time before she had the aching urge to put it in her mouth and taste it. "Oh my gosh, I am so sorry," she said in a panic, taking her finger out. "It's okay," Danny patted her on the shoulder. "It's better if you taste it directly from her." Danny flourished his arms and encouragingly nudged her. "Go on." Ellen leaned down, but right before she could stick her tongue out, she felt her bikini bottom being parted and her tiny slit being encompassed by a warm heat. Drool was forming in her mouth, and the scent of Bridget's pussy was only making her clit reciprocate to Danny's tongue. She could no longer form words, but only express her urgency through her actions. She pushed her head forward and circled Bridget's vagina with the tip of her tongue, tickling her sensitive clit. It made Bridget thrash in place, trying to get away, and yet keep her hips still all at the same time. Danny held his throbbing member in the palm of his hand. He rubbed himself until he could feel the blood swirling in his stomach. But he didn't want to come like this. He took his mouth off of Ellen's pussy hole to ask a simple question. "Ellen, I need to come. Is it okay if I do it inside?" Ellen was too busy eating Bridget out to answer in words. She only reached behind her and pulled apart her butt cheeks in a warm welcome, which Danny ceremoniously took. Ellen yelled with her mouth full. Her eyes rolled back as Danny hit the exact spot to make her become warm putty. Bridget had been watching the entire scene. How Danny's face tightened as he entered Ellen. How he only had to thrust in twice to make Ellen yell her orgasm, until it vibrated into Bridget. How the second time he stuttered, letting a blissful smile slip onto his face. Bridget could not hold the force of her hips back any longer, as her butt was pushed off the ground with the force of her orgasm spilling out of her cunt. The three lay together, wondering what they should do next.